The Zero Waste Revolution. Buy less, recycle, repair more, and make your own shampoo. Just some of the ways zero wasters are trying to save the planet. What is the Zero Waste Revolution?
Exactly what it sounds like. A movement that aims to produce no waste by changing the way we consume things. This is actually very difficult, as so many products, including plastic, water bottles, and food wrappers, are designed to be used just once. The movement concentrates on the changes we can each make to reduce our impact on the environment and how much we discard.
What happens to our waste?
In the European Union alone, we each produce almost 500 kilograms of waste a year. Almost all of that goes to one of three places: the land, the air, or the sea. Most ends up in landfills, which pollute groundwater and release toxic gases. Other waste is incinerated, releasing toxic fumes and contributing to climate change. Most of the rest is dumped in the ocean, destroying marine ecosystems. National governments aren't doing enough to address these issues, so some people have started to adopt radical no-waste solutions themselves.
Who does zero waste?
There are central figures in the movement, like Bea Johnson, a French-American writer who reduced her family's annual waste to a single jar of non-recyclables, and whose blog started the revolution. Her radical approach to waste included only buying food sold loose, making her own cosmetics, and reducing her wardrobe to just 15 items. Cities have joined the revolution too. San Francisco has reduced its use of landfills and incinerators by 80% by sending waste to recycling, composting, and repurposing facilities. Before COVID-19, they had a goal of zero waste by 2020.
Is a zero waste lifestyle really possible?
If the world we live in doesn't change, it will be very difficult for everyone to achieve zero waste. Our consumerist economy was built with little attention to how much we waste, and there is a constant push to buy more. But everything helps, and one of the biggest changes that individuals and industries can make is converting to a circular economy.
What's a circular economy?
It's an approach to designing, producing, and consuming products in a more sustainable way by reusing items and reducing waste. Instead of buying things and then throwing them away, in a circular economy, we buy things, get them repaired, then reuse them in making other things. Some European countries and American states have made right to repair a legal requirement, forcing manufacturers to provide consumers with ways to repair their products.
Should we be optimistic?
A zero-waste future is, in many ways, a return to the past. Before our modern consumerist lifestyle, very little went to waste. Most packaging was reusable, bottles were returned to distributors, and clothes, tools, and vehicles were all repaired when broken. It is the way we consume that has created this waste problem. So, by changing our consumption habits, we can fix it.